Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a great day to have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday to you. You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atitula, that's Figgy Fig. And of course you, dear listener, via a few different ways getting involved on the program. The text line is 713-572-4610, where we got a text. As a side note, if Mattress Mac was a pimp, that would be a real cold nickname. And that is objectively true.
That is absolutely true.
Objective truths only on
could
this
could that go
Friday.
For a porn name? Mattress Mac?
That I guess too. It could.
Yeah, that too.
I hadn't considered that. Yeah, it absolutely
can't look
could.
At Mattress Mac the same.
Going to have a walking stick and a real colorful hat.
Look at that. That's Mattress Mac right there.
You don't want to mess with him.
You don't want to know why they call him Mattress collar. Mac.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that goes a lot of different places. Hopefully not for too long here. Let's get into the show. Also, you can get involved with the program courtesy of the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and 610 Houston on Twitch. All right, let's get going talking about these Houston Astros. Another victory for the Astros, not just in a single game, but obviously another win of a series for the Astros, which continues a run of good form that they've had of late, despite whatever else is happening around them, despite ups and downs, and even in a situation where you had a Framber Valdez game where, you know, we always go, are you getting good Framber, are you getting bad Framber? We got another instance of an outing by a starting pitcher for the Astros where the manager can rightfully call it a weird outing. 12 strikeouts, but a whole bunch of pitches, and for a ground ball pitcher, notoriously, there was a lot of balls flying out to the outfield now, wasn't there?
A lot of well-struck balls. I was thinking about the one, I forget who sent it to center field. It went at least 400, and Jake Myers chased it down. That was a pivotal moment of the game, too.
I mean,
I think that could have been a difference there. But nevertheless, Frobert, let me ask you something before we get into the other question we have here.
Yeah, the main thing, the main takeaway that I think we all know we're going to have to talk about, we will get there.
They won, but the real person.
They won. Like, they continue to expand the lead in the AL West. Come on, man.
Yada, yada, to win.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes when you win, you lose.
Oh, you so
this
you're
is true.
Right, so can I give you a little bit of vocabulary here? This is one of my vocabulary words that I really like. A Pyrrhic victory.
Yes.
Right? A victory in which you won, but really, you know, the losses were so great that at that point you questioned how valuable the win was. Pyrrhic victory.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what we're calling?
Yeah, I'm kind of going white man can't jump.
Yeah.
Just remember this famous quote right here.
Yeah.
God, I love me some Rosie Perez. Oh,
so
my
good.
God.
That was so good.
Anyways.
Let me ask you this before we get into ESOC discussion, because it's pretty big. It's pretty big. How many more outings does Framber have to have until we stop wondering if we're going to get good Framber or bad Framber? Because you do realize the stretch that he's on right now, we're talking 3, 6, 7 starts, his last 7 starts, 7 innings, 8 innings. 7 innings, 6 innings, 9 innings, 7 innings. And then, of course, you know, he went five yesterday, but and efficient, hasn't lost a game since May 2nd. Are we starting to get more, you know, we don't have to ask that question anymore?
I mean, like this question.
Are we? I mean, we're talking about in that span. I mean, he's not giving up a lot of earned runs. He's not throwing a lot of pitches. He had one game. What did he throw? 83 pitches or something like that. Just efficiency. And I've been the one wondering, like everybody else, you know, are we going to get good Fromber or bad Fromber? He's been good for more than a month. Every time out.
Yeah, we used a lot of words to say to ask the question that J-Rock on the YouTube page asked very perfectly. Like, you'd be a great editor, J-Rock, in the news space because, you know, brevity is godliness in that place. Is he back? Question mark.
Right.
Like, are we just in Fromber is, like, ace territory? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, and again, I think you're more, like, do we not have to worry? I feel like inherently because who Fromber is, like, that's going to be in there. He's not new to this or we're not new to him. However, you're right. Mm-hmm. He has just stepped up to the mantle or stepped up to the I guess proverbial plate whenever you need him to, and he's delivered. And I do wonder how much of that is just like Fromber's makeup seems to be when you absolutely need it, he comes through, and you've needed it a lot because like as we've talked about at great length, and maybe to much to people's chagrin, the run support. Not really there in the same way this year, right? Making sure that you get to the end of the bullpen with all due respect to, I think, the bullpen at large, who has been good, but making sure that you get to the portions of the bullpen that you feel the strongest about has been important. And as you mentioned, like, he's had only three instances of his, 14 starts of going less than six innings, like getting less than what we would deem a quality start. Like, that is, he has been really, really good this year. So, yeah, you do have to salute him. Or actually, did I miss one? There might be Ford in there.
Well, the way I put
14,
it,
my apologies.
In his last seven starts, he's given up more than two earned runs once, and it was three.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that I'm starting to go, you know, and I went into last night's game thinking, all right, which Fromber, and that's just maybe out of force of habit, or maybe because he's been doing it for so long that you can't really, I mean, you can count on him, but until you don't, you know, until you can't. But seven straight. And two earned runs?
Yes. Yeah. And you know what? I think the answer is definitively yes, especially based off of yesterday. And what I started with, that's a dude who, I mean, in a game where his, and we know his MO, like ground ball pitcher, he's trying to get the ball into his infielders, let his defense help him in that way, in addition to obviously just being a fantastic locator and all these things.
Yeah.
There was a lot of balls flying in the air. And still with that, he gets 12 strikeouts. Now, of course, mind you, this is a White Sox team that you don't necessarily view all that highly, but they were putting up some frisky at-bats yesterday. And even with that, 12 strikeouts where he's sending people back down to the dugout, and then also is still able to give you five innings of decent work in a circumstance where it did not feel like he was doing the best. So, like, I feel like those types of pitchers are the ones that take what a lesser pitcher would have as a bad outing or what have you, and make it a weird outing. And I think that's what we've seen, not just from him, but we saw that from Lance?
Yes.
Last time out?
Yeah, for sure. He said it himself.
Absolutely necessary, especially with the way that this rotation is situated for the Astros.
Yeah, now, you know, I mentioned those games. Just looked up the numbers for that stretch. 7-0
good.
With a 2.02 ERA, 59 strikeouts, 13 walks.
Is that good?
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. So... That's the first thing I thought of. Now, cup can be half full.
The fly in the ointment?
The cup also can be half empty.
Those are the options, I think. I don't know if there are any other ones in there.
So let's do both. Because the Isak Paredes thing last night, you talk about fly in the ointment, changing the dynamic.
Sorry, I'm somebody that gets distracted easily. Now I'm looking up, just so you know. I'm Googling.
Where did it come from?
Yeah, what's the origin of fly in the ointment?
Yeah, I do that all the time, and I don't remember that one. But that's a hammy. I mean, that's a pulled muscle. Now, first of all, let's all condition ourselves if we haven't already. Who knows what they say, and don't put a lot of stock into it regarding this. An injury like that, at minimum, just to be safe, at minimum, is a week. More likely, 2 weeks.
All right, so you said don't put too much stock in what they say, but at least let's give them an opportunity to say things, Lopez.
Okay.
Be a journalist.
I am.
All right. So let's go to a
journalist can be opinionators.
A primary source in Joe Espada. Would you agree that that Mr. Journalism Man? Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much. This is Joe Espada talking about the injury for Isak Paredes.
Left hamstring right now. We will know more tomorrow. But it's a left hamstring.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so that is where it is.
What did you see on the field?
He pulled up. That's what I saw. That's what I saw was left hamstring. Now, immediately after that, this is what his response was, again, Joe Espada, to the question of, now how is Isak feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, you know, hey, I'm playing tomorrow, Joe. I'm like, dude, let's check you out tomorrow and see how you feel. But the strength was fine, so we'll know how he feels tomorrow, right? He still just came off the field, adrenaline, so we'll know more tomorrow once he wakes up, and we'll check him out.
So we're on Isak Paredes watch, right? Like, that's keep your phones on you.
Mm-hmm.
But where do you go from there? Because I know that's immediately the thing. On the text line, y'all jumped in real quick with it from the 713. So in 2 weeks, do we find out Paredes has a broken bone? All right. First of all, I don't need that energy. It's a Friday. It's
a broken
good day
bone in his hamstring.
Good day.
He broke his hamstring.
For the first time in history. A broken muscle somehow. No, but yeah, man, it's a good day to have a good day. Let's have some good vibes as much as we can here. But what does this mean, right? Because Isak Paredes has been one of the things that I say, or I call a term, a load-bearing wall of sorts for your Astros team. Mm-hmm. He has been one of the guys that's been absolutely essential to whatever offense that you do get. He's been probably the most or second most consistent guy that you have, because I think you probably got to give Jeremy Peña his credit when you talk about swinging that bat this year. But he's been one or 1A, or 1B rather, in that regard. And now, you know, you at least have this instance where he pulled up. Maybe it's a cramp. Like, maybe you just go, hopefully everything's good and Isak is right that he's going to, I mean, I don't think he plays today. Like, I just think they're going to, it seems like Joe Espada at the very least in his, on his lonesome as the manager, is going to operate with a certain amount of caution where he won't play today.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he plays this weekend. I understand I'm looking crazy because I'm the dude who's doing the hopium again.
Yeah.
But where do you fall, and like, where is your kind of alert level, and what could this possibly mean for the Stros?
Well, you know, cramp, maybe. Maybe, but it looked like as you said, he pulled up and reached. That doesn't seem like a cramp.
No.
But maybe. But I would say where my confidence level is, and you heard Espada, you know, talking there. He said, tap the brakes, big fella.
He seemed to be coming with the level of, I don't know, disbelief. Like,
tap the brakes there.
To go back to a discussion we had, what was it, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Sure, Jan. Like, that seemed to be the energy that he was coming with on this. Like, all right, man, we'll let the imaging tell us what's happening here. But, you know, we're back in this space where Astros and injuries, whether you want to talk about, like, possible mishandling, possible ineptitude, with all due respect.
Bad luck.
Right. The bad luck thing is where I even want to come to as well, because you put someone in this space and there's a possibility of how quickly do you recover from the hamstring? Like, hamstring injury is what, obviously, with some level of caution as well, that kept Nico Collins out for a 5-week span. Now, of course, they're doing different things. Like, Isak is not going to have to be as much of a straight line runner, what have you. But how long can you afford to have Isak Paredes not in the lineup in particular, but not at third base as well? Because defensively, he's been better than advertised as well.
I think he's been their most important player. We can argue, and I will listen to every argument, you know, about Jeremy Peña, et cetera. But I think he's been their most important player. I also think, from the outside looking in, no direct knowledge of what the exams are doing and MRIs and all that stuff, I say you got to sit him at least a week. At least a week minimum. I would lean even more than that, but let's just say a week. Then you got to start talking about, you know, the schedule has been pretty easy. It gets a little tougher. You have Twins, of course. Starting tonight. Yeah, shout out Carlos Correa. A's and Angels. All right.
I'm pretty sure I heard that he discovered Isak Paredes. I think that's what I heard. Yeah.
And then Phillies and Cubs. So it gets a little tougher after this.
You got the Phillies and Cubs a little bit further down.
I said Twins, A's, Angels.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. See, that's my bad.
And then Phillies and Cubs.
Listening problems over here.
You were looking up fly in the ointment.
All right. So I don't like that you knew what I was thinking at that moment. All right. I just don't like that. But you're right.
Yeah. And so what do you do? Mauricio Dubon has to go to third base, right?
Does he?
I think so.
As the utility guy, that's immediately where you go. Can I throw this up? Can I get a little weird with it?
Get weird.
Cam Smith was a third baseman, wasn't he?
He sure was.
You've reached a place where you kind of got some dudes that could play in the outfield, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be weird? Would it be too much of an ask to take a guy who was learning a position and trying to find a level of comfort and put him back at his original position?
It would be a big ask. And not necessarily because he can't do it, because that's where he's gotten his most reps. You know, just go back as far as you want with his baseball career. But how many reps does he get between games at third base? Does he get any? You know, he's finding a home and a comfort level in right field. Made a good play last night. Is that asking too much? You know, hey, we need you in right field. Okay, now go back to third. It'd be a little more comfortable transition because he's played there so much. But is he getting balls? He's never played it at Minute Maid. There you go. At Daikin at third base. You know, all that stuff. So it's a big ask. I'm not saying it's a no-go, but it's a big ask.
And, of course, you have some outfielders, but one of those is Jacob Melton, who I've enjoyed seeing, but at the time being, the bat has not actually produced the runs or even really the productivity that you would want, even though, like, the way that it looks, I think we can all diagnose that and say it looks good at the plate even though you're not getting the results. Like, how long do you play that out? But if you do the musical chairs of Cam Smith to third base, maybe Jacob Melton plays right, you know, Altuve continues in left, and then is Dubon playing second more again?
Like, right.
In your instance, though, if you put Dubon at third, you do have Altuve at second. So you're also asking this guy, although you did have opportunities of him playing some second, moving back in, or you have Brendan Rodgers playing second, which after yesterday, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not the right way to look at it. Again, it's a long season. You need a number of guys to be able to step into the space. But I'm not sure how much I'm enjoying the Brendan Rodgers at second base experience, especially because the bat hasn't been anything to write home about. And the defense has had some instances where you go, This is what we're sacrificing for in this moment.
Yeah, and one texter says we're going to see Paredes in 2 years because he's having Tommy John.
All right, calm down. It is fair though. The 281 said it is Friday the 13th, Reggie. I mean, okay. I much rather have a good day to have a good day type vibe, but you're not wrong.
Yeah,
and so I can't write that off. So let's see if we can just kind of like avoid the bad juju. We'll be on Isak Paredes watch because, look, this is going to be super important. I think sans Isak Paredes, I can get a little nervy. I get real concerned about what this offense gives you without Isak Paredes because, I mean, even yesterday, home run.
I think, like, the most important player.
He ultimately, you could say, is one of, if not the main reason you win that baseball game. So that's going to be a huge, huge development that we continue to watch as this continues to go. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yeah, 504. That's basically what I said in as much as a nice way that I could say it. But coming up next, now the minicamp is over for the Houston Texans, we're in this space where we're just on the we're barreling towards training camp. That's what we're looking towards. Are there any specific position battles or developments that you're most looking forward to? 713-572-4610. That's the conversation that we're having next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.